The world's busiest land border crossing is between Mexico and the U.S. It connects San Diego and Tijuana. Many of the people who pass through the crossing every day are tourists going to Mexico, and when they get there, there are about 20,000 street vendors to cater to them. Recently, the mayor of Tijuana started requiring some of the vendors to dress up in traditional Mexican clothing. Commentator Josh Kuhn is working on a book about Tijuana, and he says this plan is a little silly, but not at all surprising.
In the city of Tijuana, people are used to seeing strange things. For example, the city's most famous piece of public art is a 30-foot-tall plaster statue of a naked woman that doubles as a one-bedroom house. But most recently, the majority of Tijuana oddities have been linked to the city's flamboyant new mayor, Hank Rhone. He's a millionaire eccentric who reigns over a private zoo full of over 20,000 exotic animals. His shady past as a gambling tycoon with alleged drug ties still haunts him. But even all the scandals and idiosyncrasies couldn't have prepared us for his latest move into citywide fashion legislation. Rhone's mandate to dress street vendors in traditional Mexican outfits is step two in his attempt to clean up Tijuana's less than flattering international reputation. Step one was installing security cameras all over the city to help stop crime. And that hasn't worked so well. So the imposed makeover of the city's vendors is an odd choice for a second act. Rhone says he likes the outfits because they're clean and colorful and happy-looking, and will help foreigners feel Mexico. Well, the outfits are clean and colorful and I suppose happy-looking, but I doubt that will cover up the fact that the impoverished people wearing them go home to houses made of recycled U.S. garage doors where there's no running water. As to letting tourists feel Mexico, he should know better than to confuse Tijuana with what most people think of as traditional Mexico. This city has always been more economically and socially connected to the U.S. than the rest of Mexico, and has long been a bastion of progressive, modern thought in Mexican society. Dressing Tijuana vendors in folk garb misrepresents what Tijuana is all about. This is a manufacturing metropolis of over 2 million people, slammed up against the richest country in the world. These vendors are not selling ancient Mayan handicrafts or Day of the Dead dioramas. They're selling Bart Simpson statuettes, Osama bin Laden piñatas, and knockoff Gucci sunglasses. Americans have treated Tijuana as a south-of-the-border Disneyland since the 1920s, but this is the first time a Tijuana mayor has become so blinded by free trade fantasy that he starts to see his own city as an American would. Rhone is exhibiting Tijuana's poor to tourists as if they're the bleary-eyed bears and lethargic leopards that he keeps caged at his racetrack. He's getting them all dressed up to commit a public relations fraud. Don't worry, Americans. All is calm below the border. Old Mexico is still old Mexico. But if the history of Tijuana's knack for adaptability is any indication, it's only a matter of time before the vendors take matters into their own hands and do their own alterations on Rhone's outfits. Like tires used as staircases and Elvis's made of velvet, nothing in Tijuana is ever what you think it is for very long.
Josh Kuhn is writing a book about Tijuana. He's a professor of English at the University of California, Riverside.